brachos, why should we make them? Tonight's shiur is sponsored by our best sponsor yet. Best sponsor is somebody that doesn't come. And because that's a real lishma sponsorship. Sponsored by Rabbi Ron Yair and a family. I don't know the specific reason, but I'll wish him a bracha since we're starting to learn brachos. The Rebbeinu Sholem should give him all mishalos libeinu l'tova, and all that he asked for, he should get. Thank you. Well, I'm only making the brachas because of my power of brachas over the last year. We've married off already two people, so who knows?
Maybe Ron will get married.
Right. I hope not. So the topic that we'll be starting and spending most of the year doing is a very important topic. So that's, of course, the topic of brachas. Why did I choose brachas? First question of the night. The reason for me is really a personal and very selfish reason. Year after year, when I spend my time during a Aseret Yemei Teshuva working on things that I don't do well, and doing Teshuva Shleima, trying my best, so one of the things that come up year after year is something that I consider to be quite simple, and that is brachos. So we ask ourselves if we make brachos, and Baruch Hashem, probably most of us are aware of making brachos. Hopefully most of us made brachos on food. But, and I'm maybe only talking to myself, we probably can think of times where we were mesupuk, whether we made a bracha. And that is a very serious problem. We spoke about various times already the terrible klola of mitzvot of anoshim mumada, of doing mitzvot at a rote, doing mitzvot and not realizing we're doing them. I think this certainly applies to brachos. First of all, we don't even think. I'll give you a great example tonight. If I polled the audience tonight on what bracha, since we didn't watch tonight, what bracha we made on fried chicken, so hopefully I would get at least two different responses. I don't know. But the overwhelming part is that there's a lot of foods that are not so pashut. The reason why I take fried chicken, there are shitas who say you make a mazonas on it. Because if you're like me, who doesn't like chicken, only likes it when it's fried, so in the stomach you're eating it, we'll get into these inyanim probably in the next 29 weeks. But it's definitely something that we have to concentrate on. So the truth is, tonight's shiur is a two-part series. The first part is going to be the why. Why do we make brachos? And we're going to get into why we should learn brachos, and I think you'll find it fascinating. Just to give you a caveat of next week's shiur, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well, Siman Reish Dalet, is something that we should very much keep in mind, since sometimes we miss this, Reish Beis, excuse me, and that is that we often tell our kids the following thing. We have the we got no sign? Oh. I think we're, is there any other sheet? That means you get to take over the leftovers. So the halacha is, so we tell our kids a lot of times with breakfast cereals. So breakfast cereals is always a grace of maitha. What brachas do we make on breakfast cereals? Many of you have the brachas chart to this, and you'll see this contradictory term. One says they make bracha on this, and that, not so pasha. So what do we tell our kids? If you don't know, make a shaka, right? That's what we teach our kids. Zok the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. If a person does not know what bracha to make, and he makes a shahakol, and it is because of the lack of the fact that he hasn't learned brachas properly, chashash bracha levatola, that a person should not go through his life just making shahakols because he doesn't know. Right? I understand when we had hilchos brachos, when children have to learn hilchos brachos and they have the brachos be. So in my humble opinion, at least when I was in sixth grade and they had it, so inevitably it wasn't a brachos be out learning brachos. What was it? Memorization, right? What's the bracha on kumquats? So nobody knew, none of the kids knew what that was. So that's not the kid doesn't know, he doesn't know. Ah, you want to ask me a good shiloh, what's the bracha on a banana? What's the bracha on a lettuce that grows in Gush Katif? Not anymore. But okay, you can ask some lundus over there. But to ask me what the bracha is on something I never heard of, you know, on a rhubarb pie, so I don't know what rhubarb is, but okay. So the point is to be mechazik ourselves and to learn Hilchos Brachos. Two things. First of all, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik always used to say, based on his, really was one of those ideas that he ingrained time and time again to his students, and he's written about it many times, and that's what he calls Chovos HaLevavos or Chovos HaYavarim. That when it comes to doing mitzvahs, there is two ways that we do mitzvahs. Chovos HaYavarim is that we do mitzvahs through the actions that we do mitzvahs with. And Chovos HaLevavos is ingraining that in the Lev of Adam. We will spend a lot of time using this sefer. It's Kedai, if you don't have the sefer, this is an unbelievable sefer. It's called the Mezos HaBaracha.
Do you want me a favor?
It is, hopefully going to be. As you can hear, just, you know. So I don't know if he's related, but it's written by Alexander Arye Mandelbaum. Maybe he's related. And he actually wrote a number of other svarim, and I take a lot of pride that he called the Mezos HaBaracha and not what should have been Barachas Kehilchasa, or something like that. And this is the compendium on Hilchas Brachos. There are obviously a number of others as well, but this is very much used in Hilchas Brachos. There's even a new edition that's out with some corrections. It is a very fascinating and great sefer. So he over there, in his Hakdama, which we'll see an interesting highlight hopefully at the end of this year to his Hakdama, speaks about this idea of Chovos Levavos, Chovos HaYavarim. He says before we even learn Hilchas Brachos, we have to learn why we make Brachos. Because we have to be Mitzayer, we have to open up our hearts to have a reason to make Brachos. Not just to make a bracha because, I don't know, this is why we make a bracha. So hopefully tonight we'll spend time. Tonight we'll spend our time learning about brachas. Next week we'll spend our time learning again a little bit. We don't have time tonight. I'm just trying my best not to cram in two shirim into one. So next week we'll be doing what I call the non-Bar Ilan shir. Next week we'll be doing the Rabbeinu Bachaya, beautiful Peirush on Hilchos Brachos, where he mentions about brachos and the pasuk of Yachalta Zvat Verachta, and the Maharal. Ooh, bring your chassidim next week. We're going to learn a little bit of Maharal on also the idea of brachos, and then we'll learn all those halachas of why it's important to learn brachos. It should be also, hopefully next week, will be a good shir as well. Not that this week will be. So again, back to the Chovos HaLevavos, the Chovos HaYavarim, the mitzvah, the doing of the brachos. So okay, that's the fact that we have to go ahead and do it. But if you don't know, if your heart is not exhilarated, not energized to do it, there's nothing to it. And that's why time and time again we have to go back and learn Hilchos Brachos and understand what's the whole idea. And he quotes the Ritva. The Ritva says that the Avodas HaNefesh, is to be able to learn. The reason why we have brachos, we know that we have the idea that brachos should be done over Lasi Yosam. So there is an idea of over Lasi Yosam. Is the reason why the Ritva says we have over Lasi Yosam, that a bracha has to be done. We make the bracha and then we do the mitzvah. Why? And we know the salacha, you know, great different ideas behind this over Lasi Yosam. He says, well, no, the reason is pashut, because we have to be misarer es aguf. We have to misar the guf to remind ourselves what we're doing. And therefore we make a bracha before we do a mitzvah. You can't just shake a lulav. You have to make a bracha. Hashek, deshonim tzol tzivonu, before to remind yourself. So the chassidim take this a step further. And what do? Before, over, they make a hidini muchin mezuman. So they'll even have kavanah for the bracha. But the Ritva says that the bracha is a hachana to be able to do the mitzvah appropriately. So too, the bracha is going to be a hachana to eat properly. So that's one of the ideas that we'll learn. So let's delve into this. One of the Gemaras on this is, of course, the Gemara in Brachos. Ketzah Marach, Mevarchim Al HaPeiros, so discusses there on Daf Lamed Hey, Amad Aleph, and Amad Beis, in source number one. Tana Rabbanan, Asr Lo Li'odam, She'yeh Nemir Olam Hazeh, Delo Bracha. A person is not allowed to, it is also for a person to get any hana, any benefit from this world, without making a bracha. V'chol ha-ne'enem in ha-olam ha-zeh. Anybody who benefits from this world, below bracha, and doesn't make a bracha, mo'el. He's ni'ila. It's a person who uses something kadosh for hektish reasons, right? A person who, Rahman al-Aslan, takes an animal that was set aside for kodesh, and he uses it for non-kodesh reasons. It's a very, very serious, a ni'ila, a mo'el is a very derogatory term. So what can we do? Zok to Gemara, my tikkun yisa. What should a person do in order not to find himself in a situation where he is considered a mo'el. So what should he do? So he says, Yelad Eitzel Chacham. Yelech Eitzel Chacham. A person should go to Eitzel Chacham. Why should he go next to a Chacham? My Avidlay, what is he going to go to a Chacham to do? The Chacham is going to go ahead and teach him. This bracha you make on onion rings. This is the bracha that you make on fried chicken. This is the bracha that you make on Diet Coke. Some in times of the Gemara probably didn't have these things. But okay, and he'll explain to him, this is the bracha that you make on the lulav. This is the bracha that you make on besamim, so on and so forth. Zok the Gemara, Yechel Zachacham, my Avidlay. How is this going to help him? Right? He already did the answer. Hi, Avidlay Yisura. How's it going to help him now? Elo Amar Rabba. Rabba says, no. Yelech HaZachacham Yikara. Limda Baracha Eskidei Shalo Yavul Yidei Me'ilo. That's not the Pashut answer. We'll learn the non-Pashut answer in a second. The Pashut answer is that no, the Gemara is teaching us this is why you have to learn Hilchos Brachos. You should go Eitel HaZachacham Yikara before anything ever happens so that you don't have this derogatory term of Me'ilo on you. Others, Derek Drushmore, say, this is exactly why. A person who makes the bracha, again, this is unbelievable. He has all the kavanos in the world, but sits in front of him some sort of food and he's not sure what the bracha is. He makes a shahako, ni'ila. Can you imagine? That person is also considered moil. We'll have some other nice derogatory terms for him. Why? Because he wasn't yelech etzel chacham. And even if, he says, well, wait, I was yelech etzel chacham. I just don't remember. You know, like the pizza shiloh. Right? Every few days, I'm sure a rug gets a shiloh. Oh, what, should I wash on pizza? Should I wash on pizza? Just remember which one you asked him already last year. What are you asking every year for? Right? It's amazing, though. A person, when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, I believe, he should very much find the Rav that he's comfortable with and ask him those Brachos. So to give you an example, you know, we're going to have a million examples throughout the year, but I saw something very interesting when it comes to wraps, right? We're all familiar with wraps. We're all food. Everybody's married here, so they have wives who eat this delectable food called wraps. And so it's pretty question, right? What Brachos do you make on wraps? Stomach make hamotzi, right? Everybody agrees? Make hamotzi. What if it's green? Right.
A lot of people hold you making
his own
something.
Right. So it's green. No, that's not spoiled. It's green. It's all these different colors. So what's the difference? So the OU Paskins, Rav Belsky, says 100%. Of course you're washing your clothes. Oh. I heard from Rabbi Zev Smith of Yeshiva Torah Vadas. You know, he has those great tapes. He said that in Eretz Israel, they don't have wraps, right? They're a real starker country. They have Ish Tanurs. That's a real wrap. So somebody got on the plane with a wrap, and they went to Rav Yashuv. They showed him the wrap, the surah, you know, wrap if it's very, very thin. And he said, no, 100% you're making mizoynus on it. None of my choikas. Okay, so now what happens? You have a wrap in front of him, the guy says, I'm going to make a shahakol to be yoytze kol hashitas. No, that's moil. You don't do that. You take the shita, not the shita you like the best, say mizoynus, because I don't want to go what. No, you take the appropriate shita that you believe, that you ask your rab, and that's what you do. We don't want to chas v'shalom be moil. Anyway, though, it's a historus for our topic this year. Yelech etzel chacham. Unfortunately, you don't have a chacham to go to, so I will teach you some of Hilchos Brachos, and through that, we'll hopefully learn. Amr Shmuel. Wait, we have more. Amr of Yehuda and Shmuel. Call Nana Miolam Hazeh, the low bracha, Ki'ilo Nehena, well, this is pretty bad, Mikdushe Shemayim. Right? A person who, Nana Miolam Hazeh, the low bracha, Ki'ilo Nana Mikdushe Shemayim. What is that talking about? Ksir, Lashema Artsim Loa. We have a pasuk that says everything belongs to the Ribbono Shalom. So now, everything belongs to the Ribbono Shalom, you think that everything belongs to the Lord? No! What do you say by not making a bracha? Everything belongs to me. It belongs to you, it belongs to me, it belongs to everybody. So the pasuk said that. We know that's a famous pasuk, right? We write this on all of our svarim. L'Hashem Aretzim Lo, L'Hashem Aretzim Lo. I always think it's funny. I don't know. I noticed this my first year in yeshiva. You know, you go to yeshiva in Israel, so I notice all these svarim that say, this one says, property of congregation Beth Abraham, but I didn't take it home. It says, L'Hashem Aretzim Lo, Aser, right? You can only use it within Dalai Lama. So what happens to L'Hashem Aretzim Lo? Right? I had a friend who he used to write the Aseret HaDibros on his. Right? And in bold, you're a low tigno, right? But you just said, L'Hashem Aretzim Lo. By the way, this is why we're going to do two shurim, because it's the first year, so I could fall off topic. So where did L'Hashem Aretzim Lo, I'm pretty sure about this, where did L'Hashem Aretzim Lo come from writing by Svarim? Anybody know? This is my guess. I'm not sure, I don't remember offhand. One of the Tshuva Svarim writes, if I remember correctly, along the lines of, I think the Aruch HaShulchan already writes about this, but it could be the Be'er Sheva also writes about this. This idea of, great question, can I buy Svarim with Maaser money? Right? You ever heard this question before, right? A person's going to be really stark, they're going to buy all this Svarim with Maaser money, very, very smart. So the Svarim doesn't come off the ground. What do you mean you use Maaser money? You can't use Maaser money, stucco money to buy your Svarim. Oh, what if you have a lending library? What if you have a lending library? So Zuck, whoever this is, the Achron that says this, he says, as long as, number one, your house is open for people to go ahead and do it, it doesn't have to be all the time, and you have to write on your Svarim, LaHashem Aretzim Lowell, right? That you don't write, LaHashem Aretzim Lowell, Mishpachat Hartstein, no. LaHashem Aretzim Lowell, this belongs to everybody. Anybody can borrow it. Right. So, along the same lines, so the person then borrows it and never gives it back, so now how are you going to react? You're going to say, well, this is it's a library, so it's 5 cents a day, you borrowed it for this. So it has to be something that's really L'Hashem Aretzim Lo. So the pasuk says, L'Hashem Aretzim Lo. Wait, we're not done yet. Rabbi Levi says, wait a minute. Rabbi Levi Ramai says, Kosev L'Hashem Aretzim Lo, Ksiv also says, HaShemayim Shemayim L'Hashem. Be'aretz, right, be'aretz, not something. So what happens? On one hand, you have Hashemayim, Shemayim, Laretz, Ve'aretz, Asam, L'Nei Adam. Listen to the Pesukim. Everything belongs to Hashem. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Ve'aretz, Asam, L'Nei Adam. Wait a minute. Everything belongs to Hashem, but the Aretz belongs to us. Ha'aretz, Asam, L'Nei Adam. He gave us the Aretz. Which is it? Stira, no? No, not a Stira. Lo kasha, kan kodem bracha, kan acher bracha. Yeah, the Ribbono Sholem gave us everything, but we need a mafia first. He gave us everything, we can have whatever we want within reason, but it has to be the bracha, right? A person wants to decide that he wants to have terribly fattening foods. He wants to have a fried chicken and an onion rings. Can believe this is true. At 10 o'clock at night, you could have it, right? But you have to make a bracha before. That's the first point. So first, the person was compared to being goyzel from the mamish from the Ribbono Shalom. He thinks that he's like the Ribbono Shalom, kibiyachol, and he's a me'ilah. We're not done yet. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Papa says, "Kol anenam yolam hazeh b'lo bracha kiilu goyzel laKadosh Baruch Hu, the Knesset Yisrael." Not only do you steal from the Ribbono Shalom, you also steal from Knesset Yisrael. Shnei Amar, he quotes all these pesukim. Goyzel avu v'imo, v'amar erenz. He says, "A person who steals from his father and his mother, who's he referring to?" So we're considered aviv laKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're considered imo. Right? The marriage between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael Knesset Yisrael is like the Ribbono Shalom is the father, and we are the mother, and therefore, he's not only stealing from Hashem, he's stealing from everybody. Fine, he brings different pesukim, and he says Shenamar, he says Shema Mini Brus Arvicha, Zosherunecha, then he quotes his last pasuk, which we'll hopefully have time to discuss, my Chavru Lecha, right, he says Amr Chanina Bar Papa, Chanina Bar Zandov, Chavru Lirobim Ben Yivad, a person who doesn't make a bracha is a friendly, is in the company with Yerobim Ben Yivad, because who was Yerobim Ben Yivad? Usually Yisrael Levein B'Shem HaShemayim. What he did was so terrible, and he was also downcast and downtrodden, he was like not part of Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so pretty serious here. We started off maybe with Kal, so Kal say Mi'ilah, so maybe we don't know. Mi'ilah we think is Bris Mi'ilah, so not so bad. Then we say, okay, so he thinks he's high and mighty, not so bad. But then you steal it from the Ribbono Shalom and from the Knesset Yisrael, pretty bad. The Rashi says in source number 2, Gozel Kalish Baruch Hu Es Baruch Hu. So this is an interesting thing we'll have to explain. The Rashi's Lashon is that, what did he steal? He stole the Ribbono Shalom's bracha. Let's understand what that means, that he stole the Ribbono Shalom's bracha. So let's go source by source to try to understand what's going on here. Clearly we know it's not so hard to understand. Not making brachas before we eat food is a pretty bad thing. Right? Push it. You want to give any of the three reasons, it's fine. It's a bad thing. We're the wise guy. So see, it's funny, we once had in Yeshiva HaKotel, they do every year, I don't know how the boys don't know, every year on Yom HaZikaron, they have, they write us big signs, beautiful signs around the Yeshiva, and it says that we feel that it's very important that the students have the different perspective of the situation going on in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to have one of the chief negotiators for the Palestinian Liberation Organization, whatever it's called now, the PLA. And a guy comes in, and he's an Arab guy, comes in, and the whole thing, and people are going crazy. This guy's, spewing out all these things, and people are fighting against him. And then he says, listen, guys, I'm really sorry. You know, he has this whole thick Arab voice, and he says, listen, I'm really, really sorry, but, you know, I got to daven mincha soon, so can we get this thing moving? So he's one of these guys. He pretends he's an Arab. He works for, you know, one of these organizations, Camera, or these different organizations, whatever. So he wasn't wearing a yarmulke. So everybody was like, wait a minute, you drank. That was what bothered them the most. Didn't bother them that this guy was spewing calcium and all that, and nobody knew what to answer him. He said, wait a minute, you drank? How could you drink without a bracha? He goes, I asked, I don't know what those days, I forgot, Rosh Hashanah, whatever. So he'd take little sips, and it was okay, it was like, whatever, sheared, he made a shackle before, who knows. He's a Palestinian anyway. So fine. Let's go to the next verse of Yalkut Shimoni. Beautiful Yalkut Shimoni on a pustik, hopefully we know. Right? We say in Pesukah de Zimmer, Shabbos and Yosef, Mi'eishu Ha'chayim, or Yom Lomar Tov, there's a Tomu, Ta'amu, Ro Ki Tov Hashem. Right? What does Ta'amu mean? Taste. You'll taste and you'll see how great Hashem is. Zot Yaakov Shimoni, source number 3. Amar Kolish Baruch Hu, Havei Mekayim Kol Mitzvah Shenasati Lecha B'Torah. Im Ochol Mepriya. You're Mekayim Kol Mitzvah B'Torah. All you have to do is Ochol Mepriyos Ha'aretz. O Mina Ilan. Havei Mevorech Aleyah. She'ima, right, if you, so what it's saying is if a person makes a bracha, it's like his Mekayim Kol HaTorah. Shim achos v'lo biruch ata gozel etzapeira says the Ilan the etzaretz the mishahu right for the person who is megadolit the bonusola v'im achol adam but what if a person is achol beirich who memamlech the bore he's mamlech the bore well we have to understand what that means habitomaro kitov Hashem that a person what does it mean that if a person as David HaMelech so beautiful as he says he tastes and he'll see the beauty, the goodness of Hashem, because if a person makes a bracha, it's like he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah. What does it mean, he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah with one bracha? We have this by other things, right? A person does this, well, he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah. What does it mean? It means that if a person on the opposite level doesn't make a bracha, so he's like stealing for the peiros, he's stealing from the Elon, he's stealing from the Aretz, he's stealing from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But if he makes a bracha, he furthers the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's Mamlechim. He furthers makes him into a king. And that is going to be the keto. So what does it mean that we are mamlech the Ribbono Shalom through making brachas? Beautiful Sefer Achinuch in source number 4, Mitzvah Tov Lamed V'Achalta V'Savata. So here he says, doesn't just apply to the brachas tam, the brachas we know, Brachas HaMazon. Brachas HaMazon is the only bracha that's midaraisa. We are aware of this. But the brachas that we learn is midarabonon. So he says like this. So in the underlying part, he says, "Ki lo yikra sholem b'tova rak mi shu meitiv lacherem zuloso ein sofik v'zeh l'chol ben das." So every ben das knows that there's an idea that we know, and that is that you have to be nice, and that you have to be either kofoy tov, right? A person has to give a thank you when a thank you is due, and that is the way that the world goes around. There's a shiloh, we have an iser midaraisa of lo tischonim. A person is an usher for a person to give a gift to another non-Jew. This is a halacha midaraisa. There is no suffix that this is a halacha. So we all violate this probably all the time. We give the postman before the holidays a gift. That's, I guess, violating lo sadina, machos sadina. And we give the sanitation workers gifts before the holidays. And we give a housekeeper gifts before the holidays. And we give a tip to the guy that cuts your hair. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. How is this mutter? It's a deraisa. Why? This is what Sefer Chinuch is saying. No. The world goes around because you have to be nice to other people. That's not considered lo tichonim. Why do people give tips to the sanitation worker? What's the point?
So they take advantage.
Right. But more than that. I thought it wasn't that. I thought you do it so that every so often you could throw a few cans in, you could throw some bottles in. They're not going to say anything. You think, I'm not stupid. I know. They have a list. They go around. You know, like they used to say that with the fire department. That the fire department, when there's a fire, so before the fire, they call it in and they say, oh, whose house is it? 87 Lee Place. Let's look at the list. 87 Lee Place. Ah, Hartstein. They never give any money. Okay, no, let's go. But just take our time. We'll go. Obviously, that's not true, but that's an extreme case, but you have to be nice to other people. And that's the way the world goes around. You have to do a tova, mishur tova, you have to say thank you. So too, that's why it's not lo tischonim. If there's something good, so to stam those, give a gift, this happens sometimes. Sometimes you have this in the office, for example. So if you're giving a gift to another person, even if they're on your level or they're on a lower level and you're doing it because you think there's a, but there could be situations where you're never going to see the person again, you're giving them a goodbye gift, So maybe that's because of Kiddush Hashem. You have to be very careful in situations like that. But the first thing the Chinuch says is that why do we have to make a brachos? Because we have to be nice to the Rabbanei Sholem. Somebody gives you something, you say thank you. It's Pashut. That's what we teach our kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? He gives it. What do you say? Thank you. Vachar Skimuzil. Shadona, right? This is Pashut. But let me explain it through the following thing. He says, Kol HaMavorech Mavurech Yecholim Kol HaTogos. When we talk his sorus, hatov hazeh, benafsho, beyichud, mi'cheshbon aseinu, lohodos alav, shekol tovos kolelas bo, v'hu hamelech, aleyem, la'shlichem akol asher yichapetz. So, in a way that we ourselves, that's the question, who needs the bracha? The Rabbanu Shalom obviously doesn't need the bracha. So why are we making the bracha? Oh, so there are two reasons. A person who is being blessed, so it's also for, I'm blessing somebody else, so I'm being, as we said before, b'mamlech the Rabbanu Shalom. But there's also hisorus here. There's also an awakening. It reminds us of the tov nafshu of yichud, to understand lechodos, to give shelch v'odah to the one that has given us something. It gives us pause. We should stop for a moment before we eat our food and say, hey, wait a minute, we have food on our table. That's something good. And right, lahavdi alfei alafim b'ntaru l'tuma, but the fact that we know that other nations as well, they say grace, they say something before. This is what we believe as well. Anu zechurim emaisim hatov hazeh lahamshich alavim mirachosav. Right? We want to get more brachas, so we do it for our own totally altruistic reasons. We do it because we have to take pause to remind ourselves. If we don't make brachas, maybe God won't give us any more food. So that's one reason. And then he says, V'achar, azach, v'hadah, zil, l'ponav, anu v'vakshim imenu. Masha anu tzrichim, das, right? So what we need, tzrichim l'moseinu, refuge, right? And then we're able to make requests, because we just were mamas to Rabbanu Shalom. We should have melech ha'olam. We gave pause and we recognized this food. And after we do that, so now we're ready on a higher level. Everybody who makes a bracha is on a higher level now. They're close to the Rabbanu Shalom. They said, thank you for what they're eating. Oh, you're on a higher level. Now you can ask for many other things. You can ask for refuah, you can ask for oishu, all those things. V'chein, achem rebakish mimenu, anu chozim moidim ala, bezeh, lomar, ki mimenu yivar. By the way, take this min chinach with you the next time you make a bracha. There's all the things you have to think of. Psichu, gassimu shal brachas, right? So, right? Do also nichshav ke'eben hanotim, prasmi rabba, right? So he goes through all these different things. And then he says the most pashut thing in the next one, Mashorish Hazeh, Shamarti. So to remember the Rabbanu Shalom, Bitzarch Odosala Bizeh, Bitchila, Hashela, Ubasop on the Kol Yiye, Ke'eva Shanifta Shanotal Pras, Mi'es Rabo, Vaholach, Velo Rishos, right? So we have a pras in front of us. So the pashut reason that the Chinuch gives, Minchus Chinuch gives another reason, is that it's for us the bracha. It helps us. It puts us in the appropriate frame of mind. This is clearly why brachas are not about talking to ourselves. What do I mean by that? Is that just to come to the whole time? What is that? What do we do? So many times, Rabbi Yisai, we really do that, right? I was once sitting, not once, more than once, sitting next to somebody who was davening, and I wanted to like hit him and say, you know, you're really not davening, because I could hear him. He's saying, like, that's not davening. I don't know what he's doing. I think hopefully he doesn't think he's davening. He's got other problems. But the same thing with the bracha. So a lot of times we go, blah, 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 blah. But are we making a bracha? Stop for a second. Be quite for tov. Pause. Baruch, atos, right? That's a very important idea. So that's the first idea. Forget about the fact that we know the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't need our brachas. We need the brachas. And then when we're on that level already, to say thank you for something, that puts us on a higher level. This is a portion of halacha the Rambam discusses. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Aleph. So halacha Beis we start with. He says, in Midivrei Sofrim, Levarach akol machal techila v'achach yerem menu. Right? This Divrei Sofrim sometimes causes trouble in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam has Derabanans, he has Deraisas, Minatoros, and then he has Divrei Kabbalas and Divrei Sofrim. So that's a pashut all the time with Divrei Sofrim. Some argue that Divrei Sofrim always means it's on a higher level than Derabanan, but not as high as a Doraisa. No matter what, even if you want to say Derabanan, obviously it's on a high level. Levarach akol ma, ma'achal techila v'achach yaneh mimenu. V'yafilu niskavein la'echol, ho lishtois, koshim levarach v'achach yaneh. Right? This is the famous Shiloh. We make Birchas HaTorah. What do? Shiloh with the Birchas HaTorah is Midaraisa Midarabanan. Kishem Hashem Ekrol Habu Godel El Kena. So we make the bracha when? Before we say Birchas, right before we learn. We have no need to learn a little bit after, but we don't make the bracha after we learn. So why is it Birchas HaMazon, the only bracha is Midaraisa? When do we do it? After. So the Gemara says, because when a person is spiritually satiated, that he could do before. He knows what Torah is going to bring him. He knows day in and day out, he knows the great joy that it brings him, that you can make before. Physical, to be physically satiated, so that he needs to push it, eat the food, and then but the Rambam says more than that. Okay, very nice, but Midrabanan, we say it's also nice to make a bracha before. You know what's going into your mouth. You know you're going to enjoy it, even if you don't enjoy it. Still, you make a bracha. That's the appropriate thing. And then he says, Halacha Gimel. Kishem shemarchem al niya chach mevarchem al mitzvos v'mitzvos v'achachach yaseh oso v'birchus rabot tiknu chachamim derech shelch v'odah derech bakasha k'day lizkor es aborre tamen achot yishalonene v'lo oso mitzvah. There are certain times that there is no hanok. We do it. Why? Because we have to remember Hashem. It's important to know there are three types of brachas. Brachas hananim, similar to bori minei besamim, we make a bracha to get hana, or bori priyates. Brachas hamitzvos, the famous bracha for mitzvos we've been baruch Hashem zoicha to make over the last number of months on a lulav, on a sukkah, on shofar, v'chulu. Brachas hodah, Shein derech shelach v'odah b'kashuk k'tei lahazkir as a bari tamid liyira mimena. Then there's brachas hodah, right, where we give shelach v'odah to the Ribono Sham for different types of reasons. So it's funny. There's a lot of times a machlokes what's what, right? This is brachas eretzin, for example. The machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. What is Birchas Eretzim? When the Masada Kedushin makes the Birchas of the Chuppah, what is it? Nafkamina is a halacha. Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaDah? What's the Nafkamina? Who should make it? Who has to drink the wine? All these different things. If I forgot to make it, can I make it after? But here we know, what is the reason? So he repeats it twice, the Rambam. Why? Kidei lizkor saborei tamid, to remember the Ribono Shalom always. That is one of the reasons why there is a mitzvah to make 100 Birchas kolio. Why? Lahazkir bo tamid. To constantly reminding ourselves of Hashem throughout our day. We put our tefillin on in the morning, we learn a little bit, and we have to go to work. So what are we doing during work? So mistama, most people eat during work. Some people eat more than they should during work. Every time we're eating, we're making a bracha, remembering the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? This is the basic remembrances we're supposed to have throughout the day. This is why we have mezuzahs. It's supposed to remind us. So that was the reason why. People kiss the mezuzah. Some people look at the mezuzah. Because that's what Mishnah Berurah says. You're supposed to at least look at the mezuzah and remind us of the Ribono Shel Olam. This is a basic idea, and that's one of the reasons we make bracha. To have the heker to make Hashem's reign. So we saw two very interesting reasons so far. Not ones that were so conventional. The chinuch's reason, which was what? We make brachas for our own self. To take pause and give hodah to Hashem that He gave us food. Because if we don't, why should He give us food? Maybe tomorrow we won't, Rachman Aslan, have food on our table. And once we're on that level of saying thank you, then we can ask for many other things. And the Rambam's reason is Kidei Lizkor S Haboy Reitam. And we should remind ourselves of the Ribono Shel Olam throughout the day, every time we're making brachas. That's why 100 brachas you have to make. You have to make sure to make 100 brachas to keep constantly reminding ourselves. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Reminding ourselves of that. Fascinating source number 6. Is the Rashba. The Rashba in source number 6 says as follows. Somebody asked the Shiloh to the Rashba, Mahu Inyan HaBrachas. Right? What is it? See, he starts off, HaBrachas Tosefas Tova, Ma Yosef Eved La'adona. So he gives the following mashal. So you have, I hate to give the mashals of the president and the people, because the president, there's no respect anymore for presidents. So you have not a shul. So you have, for sure there's not. I can tell you stories. So the you have a king, and so the king has people who are either his own servants, or he has the people that are in this kingdom, and people write him letters, people call him. People send them emails, send them flowers, chocolate, all these different things. New, why? So say you're doing another kisaf. Say you're doing a great job. You think you're doing a great job. So Zok the Rashba, who cares? Do you think the king really cares? He knows he's mamlech, right? He's mamlech paras umazai. What he needs, people to tell him, oh, you're doing such a great job. Why? So look at the other line part. Rak she'akol mevarchim osa. Moshe lomar nosim habracha umodim shehu adon kol oso habracha. They're being modeh. They're admitting the fact that he is blessed and that he, ki'atu ha'bracha, and the reason why we have this land today, the reason why things are so good is because of him. The arsos tovos, right? Okay, then he says, v'chol shehu mosif b'tovo, right? He's adding on to the goodness of the person. Because Yosef Akol, Likar V'yodo, because if I say this about him, and I'm talking at lunch, and I'm talking about, wow, you know, he's the greatest guy in the world, this guy, he's the greatest king we ever had. People say, you know what, the truth is, he's right. Other people then start writing letters, other people are realizing. Ki ein lebrachos shir v'arech, right? There's no shir, right? We know it happens to be by the Hilchos brachos, so we should make brachos tam all day. But you're allowed to make brachos, right? You want to give hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? This is the famous. I was there when it happened, and they tell the same story about Rav Shechter. So one time, somebody came to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, a Svardi, and he asked for a bracha. So the first mistake was he kissed his hand. Briskers don't like that, and the Stomi didn't like when he shake his hand either. But to kiss the hand. So I remember when he left already, he looked at me. I was the only person in the room. He looked at me. And he says, he looked to me to motion as the guy left already, and he said to me, he goes, why did he kiss my hand? I said, he's a Sephardi, you know, the Noyeg, Sefer Torah, you know. So he said, what did he say to him? He says, Rebbe, you know, can I please have a bracha? So he says, so Rav Aaron said it in the Pashto language, he says, you didn't give out bracha. He says, yeah, but you need a bracha, right? So I told the story over to somebody else. He says, I got a better story for you. He said, he didn't like to give bracha. He said, bracha, he says, you know, bracha, you should do the right thing. So they said they went to Rav Shechter, and they asked him for a bracha, and he says, you want a bracha? One second. Pour himself a cup of... Baruch ato Hashem, lakeinu lakeinu lakeinu, shahakol niyeh b'dvaro. Oh, shkoyah. Right? And the couple stories reminds me of when I was still single many moons ago. And so the dating career wasn't going so well for me. And we're descendants of the original Hasidim, specifically of the Biyana Rebbe. And every year my father gets a call from the Alta Rebbe's son, Rav Yisrael Friedman, must be 100 years old already, and to come. They always have a gathering. So once in a blue moon, the Rebbe comes in. Right? Everybody knows about the Biyana Rebbe. So the Biyana Rebbe took the position when in his 30s. And Baruch Hashem, he's done an unbelievable job. Rabbi Breyer, who knows, don't, maybe hopefully he just won't get to Rabbi Breyer. Rabbi Breyer's father used to teach him YU.
He went to Marshall.
I said to my father, I said, you know what? No, I need a bracha from a Rebbe. I want a bracha from a rabbi. Can we go to Brooklyn? We're schlepping my father. Let's go. I want to get a bracha. Great. My father says, okay, no. If we want to get you out of the house, fine. So we go to the yeshiva next door to my house. We put on black hats. We go. We want to look like the real thing. And we go to the Subas Mavlata. The rabbi comes. All thing. All right. Then they say, okay, everybody can stand in line for brachas. Right. So before they said everyone can, there was already a line of like 100 people. I didn't know that this was the, you know, this was the... So I'm wearing my hat with my little srugi hanging out. I'm waiting online, waiting. Finally, I get to the Rebbe, and you know what he said to me? Shalom Aleichem. I said, Aleichem Shalom. I'm about to ask for a bracha, and a very nice gentleman pushes me away. There's a guy there, two guys there. They were moving people, right? That was the bracha you got. He said, Shalom Aleichem. You said, Aleichem Shalom. Shkoyah. So my father, afterwards, my father didn't come with me. I said, no, did you get a bracha? I go, oh. He wished me shalom. He said, I should have shalom aleichem. That was it. And, okay. No. So the same idea. So, alachas kama v'kama, the Rashba says.
You married that yet?
So, no. So,
it worked.
It worked, Baruch Hashem. Next week's my anniversary, so no, Baruch Hashem. No. So the okay. So the Rashba says Pasha. Of course, by giving brachos, you're getting brachos, right? Everybody's going to know about it. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising. So that's one of the reasons. This comparison is obviously talking about brachos over here. Ulamei Siba, lo mitzad ha-melech. It's not because of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not because of the melech. V'kacha inyan ha-bracha, she'anu modin lefanav, al mezonos al tovos, right, on everything that he gives us. U'mispam tam b'tuba b'rechoso. We are always davening for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're better, that everything should be good. Why? Because the more we're mamlechim, the better we do. Number one, word of mouth. Other people recognize. That is the point of making brachas. No, see, it's so poshut. It's not so poshut. That the brach has nothing to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are not making brachas with the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is, I guess, obvious. But all the sources we saw already is to remind ourselves of something. That we should be misoyer. Whether it's to take pause, the first shita that we saw, the chinuch, or kidei luzkor as habori tamid, as the Rambam says, to always remember, or why does a king care if the servants, if all of the people in the kingdom say good things about him? Because then everybody will recognize his king. The more you say it, the more you believe it, the more we're mamlech. She tamid tov lebrachoso. Everything should be good. Right. And he goes on, it's kedai to see what he says as well. Then I saw an interesting thing in a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is discussing a tshuva about, is Birchos HaTorah midaraisa midarabana? He says, wait a minute, let's stop and take pause for a second. Source number 7, the name came. Nahani. Shlo hichshov zatorah lematana chashuva levarech alzeh. So what do we say? We know the Gemara says, lama azda ha'aras. Why was the world destroyed? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So we can become makom hayel mivarech b'shvil kiyam mitzvah. The lomad haTorah k'mo shar mitzvos. So he's going to say that there are svei dinim over here. One, they should have made a bracha because of the fact that there's a bracha birchas haMitzvah and birchas haTorah. But two, because we always say thank you when the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us something. They gave the Torah. Can you imagine in the times? This is what the Gemara says. In the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they were learning Torah, they were stark, they were learning. What did they do? They didn't say, we're mabarach the Torah. That's the ultimate slap in the face. Because what did they say? Yeah, we want to learn the Torah. We want an intellectual pursuit. We want to have chavrusas. We don't want to make a brach on the Torah. We don't want to say thank you to Hashem for giving us the Torah. That's not important to us. That's the ultimate slap in the face. Then he says at the end, mabarachim ala mitzvos mitzad hachivos. The reason why we make brachas to begin with, it's to show the love we have. V'chein ha-nogim, elu anashim, shebador yirmiyah, shahayu shomer mitzvos ha-Torah, hayu ha-oskim ha-Torah. They were great, lo birchu, ha-yavshel ha-chacham ha-neviyam, luchsha shema shalo, nizharim levarech, hu kevan shalek ha-chiyuv levarech, right? Elam mi'atm levarechim, lo nizhar levarech, right? They didn't need a chiyuv. Forget about Dorai to Dorabanan. It was poshra to say thank you. God gave us the Torah, not anybody else. Unbelievable that we didn't say thank you for this Torah. Fine. And he says, Deraita, Derabanan, Pasha, they should have made a bracha because of the fact that God Hashem gave us a matana, and you make a bracha on a matana. He gives a reason at the end about specifically why Birchas HaTorah. He says, this is the ikur of the machlekes. We'll end off with something very interesting. We mentioned many times that when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, when it comes to brachas, when it comes to the haskamas of Svarim, so nobody ever reads haskamas, right? We told the story over, Rav Aaron told the famous story about the Chofetz Chaim or Yisrael Salam. So I have always been knowing to read haskamas. I like to read haskamas, see what the Rabbon have to say. And so I was reading haskamas in this beautiful Sefer Vizot HaBracha, and it's always important to read haskamas because oftentimes we have on the bottom, so here he has the haskamas from Harav Binyamin Yoshua Zilber, great gadol in Bnei Brak, wrote the famous Shel Tshuvas Az Nidbarim. So here he writes a whole haskama, he's a great guy, you know, great, great, great. And then on the bottom he says, wait a minute, I just want to add something. And this is the last source on the bottom. And he says, if I could just say one thing, if you don't mind. Masha Mivia, Behagdoma. The Hagdoma of the Sefer brings the Gemara, we quote it, Koh Anana, Mishima, Bohavio. For some reason, I'm not sure why, this great Rabbi Mandelbaum didn't bring what? Avia Siyam Shazah. What's the Siyam? Well, we said, the last line in the first source. My Chaber, Le'ish. Mishichas Amor Rabbi Chanina Ben Rav Papa, right, a person who doesn't make a bracha is a chavar to the Rav Nevat. Stam, why from all people that use Rovim Nevat, the Gemara deals with this in Sanhedrin as well. Elo Dilo Bechinam. It wasn't Stam that Midugash but Tarach. Right? And he writes that it's not just stories. What happened? Look at Melachim Aleph. Look what happened. Who is this Yerovam ben Yevat? So it brings down the three generations of Yerovam. Each of the generations, the commentary says, and Ezra, many others say, that what who are these people? All of them were kafir wrought so to him. They didn't recognize. He quotes over here. They didn't recognize what Shlomo brought. So he says, "V'tanach ein sipurim." That Torah is all right. It's not just a story. Every single story is for a reason. Shlo hikir tov. They weren't makir tov. And it goes back to each of them that they mentioned, all the way back to Moshe, when they were building the pyramids, or whatever they were doing, the bricks, it was complaining against Moshe, what are you doing here? All of them not realizing, Shlomo, your of them fought so hard with Shlomo. Why? He says, because they weren't makir tov. And he writes, Milavad, HaKavona B'brachas, the Kavona B'bracha, Yesh L'Kavein, She'ani Lo Kofui Tova. Right? It's that, not that I'm Kofui B'Iker. It's not that I don't realize what the Rabbanu Shalom is. I need Makir Tov. Each time I make a bracha, I'm Makir Tov. As we read in the Rambam. Every time, Hodor, Bakosh, G'day, Lizkor, Sabori Tomei. Okay? So what we see is what is very Pashit, I believe, and that should become Pashit in our minds. We don't make brachas to help Hashem. We make brachas to help ourselves. Whatever the sources, whatever the reasons, that is becomes what the bottom line is. We have to ingrain in ourselves, take pause for a moment before we make brachas, and recognize the great service that the Rabbanu Shalom has given us. For the different reasons we mentioned, we've mentioned them a number of times, but just to review them again, we have a Gemara that tells us of an Isser, of not making a bracha bi'olam hazeh. Why? Because you're a moil. You're like somebody who takes something that's supposed to be for Kadosh, and you use it for regular purposes. Terrible. Or, you're like somebody who is Nana Mikdusha Shemayim. You take Hana from the Kisei HaKavod. Terrible. Or Yimamish Goizel, not just from Rabbanu Shalom, but also from Bnei Yisrael. And we saw the comparison to Yerovam ben Nevat. Terrible. He was somebody who was Kofui Tov. He wasn't Makir Tov. We saw the Yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni, beautiful Yalkut Shimoni. Remind us of what? So if a person, what does it mean? Tomuro. If you taste, you're going to see the Kitov Hashem. Why? Because Mekayim Kol HaMitzvos HaTorah. It's like you did all the mitzvos. Why? Because every time you eat, every time that you drink something, you're Mamluch the Rabbanu Shalom. You further, you show how, right? So we said, what is Mamluch the Rabbanu Shalom? What does it mean? You can be help his kingdom. So we saw different reasons. We saw the Rambam's reasons, the Chinuch's reasons, we saw the reasons of the Rashba, Rav Moshe, but all with the bottom line. Pashut. Person has to say thank you. So this is clearly something that doesn't just apply to brachas. It's a Musa Haskell for life. It doesn't matter who the person is. I heard a terrible story this week. Somebody told me that he's one of those type of guys, he lives in Bergenfield, he's friendly with everybody on his block, right? Baruch Hashem, very nice guy. So he told me two people on his block are moving out. So he said, he went over to one of them and he says, they're not Jewish, and he said, well, how come you're moving out? He said, you know, let me tell you something. I was very excited when I saw the change in the community. This gentleman, I guess, has been there for many years. He said there was a point in time it was getting very iffy here. We didn't know what was going on here, whether this would turn into one of those communities that people speak about negatively. Then all of a sudden, these great people started moving in. These religious Jewish people cared about family, great values. But I tell you something, they don't say hello to me. Nothing. They don't say hi. They're nothing. It's just that I can't be friendly with people anymore. So this is a tremendous, tremendous avla. Saying thank you doesn't apply only to Jewish people. Right? You say, oh, I did kiruv today. I said thank you to somebody who wasn't from. No. It's a toiva that we have to be do. It's a way to be mamach the Rabbanu Shalom as well. Not just saying to brachas. You should keep in mind, I think I just, did I tell the story just last week here? Rabbi Kamenetsky? Okay, you didn't remember. So it doesn't matter, it wasn't on the tape anyway. So, beautiful, beautiful Nebuch story. Beautiful Nebuch. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, so when he's in Muncie, so every morning when he on his way to shul, he would see a sister. Right? What are they called? A nun? He sees his sister. Right, okay, now you remember, because I said sister, okay. So, and he'd always say good morning to her. And finally, after days and days of good morning, what happened? He says, can I ask you a question, Rabbi? Is there something in your religion about only the rabbi saying good morning? Because I noticed that none of your congregants ever say good morning. Is it something holy that only the rabbi can? Nope. And on the other level, famous Rav Aaron story. Rav Aaron was in the hospital, and one of the nurses said to him, Rabbi, today's my holiday. It's Good Friday. Can you wish me a Good Friday? So Rav Aaron, you want Mechal Shem Hashem? What did he say? I will not only wish you a Good Friday, I will wish you a Good Sunday, a Good Monday, a Good Tuesday, a Good Wednesday. I didn't want to say Good Friday. And made her feel great. We have to work on this. We have to work on this way of being Mamluch L'Ribono Shalom. We always talk about this idea of Kiddush Hashem. Look at the Rambam's reason. The Rambam's reason is Bakosha Kitei Lahazkir HaBoyre Tomid. One of the ways we use that is through making brachas, but also thank you very much. How are you? There's no isser in saying hello. Hey, maybe you can't learn. Maybe you can't eat before davening. Maybe you can't learn until you make brachas a Torah. But when you walk into shul, there is no mitzvah. When the person walks by, go hello, good morning, and it's the best thing that could ever happen to you is surprising somebody who's not Jewish, right? You no, he didn't say hello to me. No, you have this new thing now. When you walk to shul, say hello to everyone. You'll see how they'll react. They'll be shocked. Why are they shocked? Because people don't normally say hello to them? I don't know. That's the way we should act. Take the lesson from brachos. The first thing we saw, we'll see next week a lot more, the idea of brachos is the idea of makir tov to the Ribono Shel Olam what he gave us, and then we should be makir tov on the entire olam. Because what will that bring? What we'll say in just a few moments. Yehi Shmei Rabbim Vayrach is the idea of being mamluch to Ribono Shel Olam, be makadosh Shem Hashem, because through this kiddush Hashem we'll bring Mashiach Sateinu b'meheru v'yameinu v'vicharanya. Ben akash yomer es hakolish baruch lezakos yisheilu fichahim der mitzvah shneem radi noich havei seman zekol yag dil toiru v'yadir. May Yeshmei Rabbah Nivoyrati Olam Olayol Mayor.